I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, on the text line, while black men lay dead in the streets from being shot by the outlaw cops, you always say, step back and take a deep breath. Well, that's what Jason is saying. It's called BS. You use it every time a cop kills. You know, it's interesting, in 2020, and I had my 2021 number somewhere, and I can't find it right now, but there were 237 black folks that were shot by the police in 2020. There were 218, the vast majority in the city of New Orleans, of victims of homicide that were black. So let's put things in their proper perspective before we go off and running, right? Back to the piece that Mr. Cooper wrote, and I love his wordsmithing, and he continues on saying, and the outgoing council says nothing. With murders and shootings on the rise and citizens riding around at night in search of a safe place to park or pump gas, candidates for the city council collectively campaign on a slogan of see no crime, hear no crime. Meeting violence with silence, the candidates decided to get tough on Entergy and the Sewage and Water Board instead. Yes, even though now you stand a higher chance of being shot or murdered, you can rest assured knowing that the council is fighting to make sure that you have more money to pay for your funeral or hospital bills via lower rates for electricity and water. And then over at the mayor's office, the mayor's like, what crime? For her part, made it a priority not to make crime a priority during her campaign. The 12 other people running against her did neither. Since her landslide victory, Mayor Cantrell has been out and about vowing to be tough on COVID and Mardi Gras. Despite a highly contagious virus spinning variants like 45s and the murder rate off to a rip-roaring start, Carnival will be televised. It marks a return to normal for New Orleans. Citizens must take the necessary precautions, of course. Proper protection includes masks, hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, and a healthy amount of Kevlar. And then the Ute. Meanwhile, we are now on the upteenth generation of black kids left to roam the city with nothing to do, with their most likely immediate career path leading to bartender or waiter. Kids observe the lay of the land and choose to hustle on the streets instead. Cycles of city council representatives have brought little investment to their communities. To this day, you're still more likely to find a 40-ounce in stores in black neighborhoods as opposed to an apple or a book. Supplying kids with blight, bad diets, and midnight basketball has done little to curb crime throughout the years. And since there's no sign of them pulling themselves up by their often missing bootstraps, this violent crime surge will probably be the new norm, just like COVID. And with that, Happy New Year, people. I can't disagree with a lot of the observations that this gentleman writes in this piece. And it's really all about, and I think what he's knocking is the lack of prioritization. We don't talk about these issues. We don't want to talk about these issues because, as he entitled the piece, fighting crime is a tough job, and apparently nobody wants to do it. And that could never be more true, because we refuse to pull together an environment of collaboration in doing this and staying the course. And you've heard me say this over and over and over again. The first 45 to 90 minutes of every day of your existence as a leader in this community, you should be focused on crime. First and foremost. And when you have to figure out where safe to go pump your gas, we all have a problem. We'll be right back on No Filter Friday. Stay with us.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.